Welcome to this WISE action taking place on Wednesday the 21st of August 2013. This is happening in the UK at 7 p.m, which is GMT plus 1. First of all, I'd like you to prepare to work with me, so take a deep breath and let go and stretch out. Make sure you're sitting comfortably and your legs are uncrossed and you're ready to work. Thank you. I'd like you to ground yourself in preparation to work, and to begin with, let's use my Anaritas light language keys that can help you to do this. Can you please say Seku Ambido Nos, which releases self-sabotage or psychological reversal? Seku Ambido Nos. And Seku Narimbido, which aligns your spirit to your physical body. Seku Narimbido. And Garusan, which grounds you to earth. Garusan. We will begin working in a moment, but we need to link together into the same moment in time, whether you're going to do this action before the 21st, or whether you're going to do it on the day or afterwards. Our battery power will link together as we work to use the Lord of Time to link us into the same moment of action. Please place your right hand, the palm of your hand, on the matrix that you have printed off from my website, and hold your hand there throughout this action. And to activate it for this moment in time that we link together, please say, Si me rezata am. I'll say that again. Si me rezata am. And take a deep breath and let go. Amazing changes have been taking place in this world since the 21st of December 2012, when an ascension window opened on that day. And if you have been following my July WISE action or reading my blogs, you'll be up to date on the things that I have learned that have been happening. And if you haven't, I invite you to spend some time after this action and have a look at the blogs and just catch up with the amazing changes taking place since that time. The most important of them all is that the Divine has been offering to this world a new action that is very supportive, very healing, profoundly deep action. It is called Divine Intercession. So it is an action of interceding in our free will to a certain extent to nudge us in the direction of our hearts and enlightenment and the evolution of consciousness on this planet. And we're going to be working with that today to help us to heal our chakras. And we're going to be taking this action even further into the chakras of many people around the planet, and as many different levels and layers of the planetary consciousness, and our Mother Earth as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. In this action, I'm going to ask you to participate to a certain extent by tapping some of your chakras. I prefer to work with the 13 chakra system, which divides up certain chakras, giving you better access on the body to the energy centers. And so I'll talk about those in due course when we come to need to tap them. Let us begin by taking a deep breath here, letting go, relaxing and centering, focusing on your heart chakra, preparing to work. Already, I am aware of the Divine coming in to help us. The Divine is working through the ascension window that opened on December 21, 2012. This window is still open, as a result of an invitation that was made through a wise action in January of this year. It will remain open for some time to come, and through it we can achieve incredible things, and this action takes place through the Ascension Window. Feel the love of the Divine linking with you. There are specialist masters here who work with the chakras, and angels and devas, all concerned with the chakra energies of their manifestation and their expression in this world. Your chakras are an interface between divine energies and the physical, and they translate the divine frequencies that help you to manifest your form, give expression of yourself. And of course, through the many lifetimes you've had here, these chakras have become polluted, you might say, by earth frequencies, by the emotion, and by karma, the imbalance that we hold, the unresolved imbalance that we hold with people, situations, places, experiences that you've been through in this lifetime and in previous lifetimes. The intention of this action today is to release as much as possible from these chakras and to help them to realign to a higher, clearer frequency, to do repairs to them as necessary, to balance them, so that your light channel on which they sit, which is passing vertically through the center of your body, is free to be able to bring in the divine energies more freely, more easily, and from your I Am Presence, this divine part of you, through the soul and into your physical life. It will strengthen you immeasurably, build your light consciousness, and strengthen your spiritual understanding of life. Begin with here, I'd like you to imagine or sense the light that is now being brought in through the light channel from above you, down through the center of your body. Feel it just filtering softly through your physical body, straight down through the center, and down below you into the earth. Take a breath and allow yourself to adjust to this frequency change. Some people are not so able to feel energy, but if you imagine it, pretty soon your vibration will rise and this imagination will open the spiritual connection and you'll begin to sense it. It's happening to you anyway, but your feedback, your ability to sense it will increase the more that you open up and let go and imagine and trust. In due course, you'll sense things. This light is running freely through the body now. And I'd like you to be aware of a chakra that sits about the length of your hand above the crown of your head, called the Soul Star Chakra. And your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. And the Earth Star Chakra, which is down below you now in the earth. This is a way of centering yourself, and this is very important for this action we are taking together. So your attention is on your heart chakra, and at the same time on your light channel and the Soul Star Chakra above you and the Earth Star Chakra below you. I'm aware also that the moon, the full moon, the light of that moon and the power of it is gently coming down through your light channel, linking with the soul star chakra, and gently flowing down through the light channel, through your body, passing through the chakras, all the way down below you, to the earth star chakra. Take a breath and absorb this light. Thank you. It is a very balancing light from the moon, very stilling, very soft, very gentle light. Remember to hold your awareness on this center line passing through you, this light channel, and on the earth star chakra, your heart chakra, and the soul star chakra above you. Letting go. Following on with this illumination from the moon and from the divine. Divine intercession is opening up here. Ever so gently, this interceding from the divine, which allows it to reach ever more deeply into you, step by step, and much deeper than conventional healing can do, reaching into layers that are not yet open and accessible to you. The divine is now working into the chakras. Now I'm going to give you a rundown on the chakras of the 13 system. And we'll begin with the earth star. And the next is the base chakra, which is at the top of your legs. And we're going to be accessing that through the pubic bone in due course, asking you to do some tapping to help to stimulate the chakra. The next one above that is halfway between the pubic bone and your navel, your tummy button. And this is the sex chakra. And then you have the navel, a center of will. The next one up is the solar plexus, center of power. And then the heart chakra. And halfway between the heart chakra and the base of your neck, where the throat chakra resides, is the high heart chakra. So we have heart, high heart, and throat. And then it gets interesting. We get to the face and we meet the chin, a very important chakra, quite a large chakra on the chin. And then the tip of the nose. And above that, the third eye. And right at the hairline, in the center line, of course, of your face, is a chakra that I'm going to call the 45-degree chakra because of the angle at which the energy comes into it from inside your head. The 45-degree chakra, and then on the center of the top of your head, the crown chakra. Now we're measuring 13 from the earth star, but we can measure it from the base and count 13 up from the base and include in that the soul star chakra, which is actually the base chakra of the next dimension of chakras above you. So with that, I hope, simple introduction, we're going to do some work here. The divine is patiently waiting for us to do some tapping now. So I'd like you to take your left hand, because your right hand is on the matrix, and gently tap your base chakra by tapping the pubic bone. So sitting erect, just gently tapping about a dozen times, about 12 times. Doesn't matter, just tap, 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 tap. And then Take a breath and let go. Already I feel this is allowing this base chakra to open. And if you've not stopped tapping, you should stop now. Put your attention on your base chakra now. This is the center connected with survival on Earth. Shelter, income, you know, physical support, food, these earthly qualities that are very important to us. These are held here, and of course you can understand that any anxieties that you have or feeling insecure or not safe in this place, this is where you will express it, in your base chakra. You may very well not feel safe, a little anxious or stressed about being in the physical world because of so many experiences that you've had before where your home has been taken from you, or you didn't have one, or you had no food, or so many things have happened in this place that you called home, shelter. And of course you may very well not be aware of these issues at the moment, but the feeling of it is there. And so I'm going to ask you to let go here, breathe and release. Let the divine do the rest through this divine intercession. It's a gentle action, so subtle, so soft, and yet so profoundly effective. You may well feel your base chakra is getting a little lighter, a little clearer. Breathe and release, let go. Now I'm going to ask you to do something here to help to clear the emotion that is being released and some of the karma, some of the issues held in your base chakra. Just at the very bottom of your rib cage, so it is actually on the rib cage in the center line of your body, just above what is called the sternum bone, so that is above your solar plexus, which is in the soft fleshy area underneath the rib cage. Just go up a little bit from there and start tapping on this bottom of your rib cage. So for ladies, you'll find that quite often that's sitting at the place where the bra strap crosses the chest. It's a good place to remember it by. Tapping in there, and as you're doing this, I'm attuning you here to be able to let the emotion and the karmic energies pass up through the light channel, meeting a barrier that is at this place, and letting the emotion and these energies travel around a pipe, so to speak, round behind it, and up to the heart chakra and continue to clear. This attunement, this realignment, is happening now. Many people have forgotten how to clear from the lower chakras, and so I'm helping you to do this now. You can stop tapping now, thank you. We're going to continue with the chakra work. We're going to link with the sex chakra, which is a source of great power and beauty. And I know for many it has been a place of such trouble, such difficulties, such emotion, and such a blockage. And if that is not true for you in this lifetime, it's possible that there are unhealed lifetimes that have gone before where this chakra has suffered quite a bit. And so I'd like you to tap it for me now. I'm just going to remind you where it is. You have the pubic bone and you have your navel, your tummy button, and halfway between the two, round about that place, you will find this other chakra. So tapping in there for me, please. About 12 times as before. And then take a breath. Stop tapping and let go. Keep your attention on this place. For some of you, I know this will be easy, but for others, this may be quite challenging. for you to focus here and for you to let go. But know that the divine is interceding here on your behalf lovingly, so gentle, with such compassion. Let this emotion go. Surrender up all that you can. Breathe it out now. Let's all do this. Let's take a deep breath right now and let go. You may sense your sex chakra getting a little clearer, a little lighter, a little softer. Breathe again and let go. I'd like you to now tap your tummy button, your belly button, about a dozen times, putting your attention there to this navel chakra. And then relax, taking a breath, and let go. The center of will, which is often controlled, of course, so deeply by the mind, self-will over divine will. It is so important for us to learn to surrender our will to the divine. But of course, this is something we must choose of our own free will. Choosing to give up this free will once more. This is a process of realigning to the divine. Reconnecting with the true nature of your being. To the love, the unconditional love. Once you feel this unconditional love, once you truly feel it, once you know it inside yourself, you do find that you freely choose to surrender self-will to divine will and allow yourself to be guided in each and every moment of your life by an impetus coming from the divine, from love, in service to the world. And the more that you let go of your fear and emotion, so many different layers of emotion, of course we're working that, working on that in July. The more you let go of this emotion and the more that you clear the karma from this chakra, of the limitations that keep you locked into self-determination, the more you surrender all of these things, the lighter you become, the easier it is for you to choose loving divine will to guide you, to nurture you, to hold you safe in this world, to show you so many things that you have not even begun to imagine, that is beyond you to know in this moment. Such a richness of life, all there for you, waiting gently, unconditionally, for the surrender of self-will to divine will and the tremendous expansion of consciousness that takes place through it. Take a breath and let go. Feel the chakra getting lighter also. And if you can't feel the energy changes, imagine what it would feel like if it was lighter and clearer. And know that your imagination vibrates at a higher level than thought, than mind, very close to the spiritual. And gradually, you will begin to experience the light coming in, sensing this lightness rather than imagining. It will come to you. Be patient and trust that it will. I'd like you to turn your attention now to the solar plexus, to the chakra of power, which of course for many of us has become such an emotional center of fear, and so much fear is held there, and many fears gather there from the lower chakras, And so I'd like you to tap the solar plexus, which is just below the ribcage, just tapping about a dozen times. It's where the solar plexus muscle comes, right there on the end of it. Taking a breath and stop tapping and let go. Keeping your attention on this chakra. This is a moment where you can build on releasing emotion. Let the divine intercession pull out such emotion and karma linked with it. And as this is happening, I'm going to tell you that you may well know this, but the chakras have got a front and a back to them. The main body chakras have a front and a back that points out the front of you and directly out behind you. And they're fluted a bit like a trumpet horn, with the chakra sitting in the center line of your body. The base chakra points down the way and is fluted also. And the crown chakra points up the way, a fluted horn shape pointing up. So just be aware of this, that the chakras clear very easily to the front and not so easily to the back, because while it's behind us, we don't pay much attention to what is behind us. It's much easier to sense what's going on in front. But we need to be aware of the chakra at the back and open it at the back as well. So take a moment here and see if you can just gently tease open, not pushing, just teasing open, more allowing this solar plexus chakra to open to the front and also to the back. And through it, the divine is working with us, transforming emotion, then karmic links to the chakra, and some of the baggage that has made its way from the lower chakras up to the solar plexus, but met a barrier that is in the line of the chakras, the one that we bypassed a moment ago. This barrier separates the earth level chakras, chakras concerned with living in the physical world, from those above which are concerned with the spiritual. So it helps you to be anchored into the earth, but of course as we prepare now to evolve our consciousness, we need to be able to clear all of the emotions and karma from these lower chakras, and to pay attention to the spiritual, to open up these higher centers and re-engage once more with the divine. We need to pay a great deal of attention to these lower chakras. There is such weight within them, such ballast that keeps us anchored into the physical outer world reality, into our emotional selves, into our minds, constantly repeating patterns and belief systems held so deeply, and such fear, such limitation, all held in these lower chakras. So clearing them is very important. And I invite you to choose to repeat this wise action in due course when it feels right to you, for the benefit of the healing for yourself and, in due course, the earth work that we'll do together to help people around the world and the earth herself to clear chakras. But we're beginning here with you. It is time now to move on to the heart chakra. So I'd like you to tap your heart chakra, which is in the middle of your chest. Tap, 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 tap. And take a breath, stop tapping, and let go. And of course, put your attention here on your heart chakra. This is the place of divine connection. This is the window through which you can sense all that you are beyond the physical. It is the place through which the inspirations of the divine can guide you. It is such a center of light. And again, remember it has a back to it, Be aware of the front and the back of the chakra. Let it open. Just gently teasing at it, just to encourage it to open at the back. Not pushing in any way. Mostly just allowing. If you're feeling ungrounded and dizzy, a little uncomfortable, please say Seku Ambido Nos, Seku Narimbido, Garu-san. I notice now that the Divine is also working with the high heart chakra. And to remind you where this is, it's halfway between the heart chakra and the base of your neck in the center line of your body. So tapping the high heart chakra for me, please. Tap, 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 tap. Taking a breath. Stop tapping and let go. So placing your attention both on the heart chakra and on the high heart chakra. This is a very special center, very deeply connected to all that you are within your life here on earth, across all planes, all levels, all times, all dimensions of your being. The more that you grow, these two chakras, the heart and high heart, will expand and open out and begin to merge. The chakras becoming one beautiful, big, open heart linked with the Divine, with your higher self, your soul beyond that, and the I Am Presence. Feel these two chakras clearing. Let go, let go. The high heart chakra is clearing particularly to the back. Be aware of that now, either by intention or imagination, by sensing or imagining what it will feel like to be clearing and opening out, freeing off the tension, the stuckness in these chakras. Breathing and releasing, let go. And moving up now to the throat chakra, I'm aware of the Divine opening the chakra already. So just above the chest bones, above the thymus area, into the soft fleshy bit at the base of your neck, on the front of you, just tap your throat chakra. And stop tapping, take a breath, and let go. This is the center of self-expression, of your light, of your magnificence, of your creativity. This is where you speak your truth. And many of us are quite repressed in this area. And I'm sure that some of you will be feeling quite a heavy block there, quite a lump in the throat, or coughing, or a stuckness there. You can help this by doing this. You can make a sound, a deliberate sound on your out-breath. Just choose a note, doesn't matter, and make a sound. Breathe and let go. Do this one more time. And let go. Feeling the center opening out a little bit more. And the Divine is moving our attention up to the chin, to this big chakra on the face. Tapping the end of your chin, please. Tap, 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 tap. And stop tapping, take a breath, and let go. These two centers, the throat and the chin, are receiving attention from the Divine. This chakra also points to the front and behind you. Let go. This chakra is part of the higher spiritual chakras that open out the more that you grow in spirit in this world. The more that you clear and evolve your consciousness, the more these face chakras will open. And I cannot tell you much about these face chakras, other than to say that they are a part of the higher spiritual frequencies that we are beginning to access now and open out as we grow and align ourselves back towards the divine. I'm sure that in due course more information will come forward on these higher chakras. We're moving our attention now to the nose chakra, which points only forward. So tapping the tip of your nose, tap, 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 just softly. Stop tapping, take a breath, and let go. Feel this divine intercession, this interceding action, this healing and cleansing action of the divine working into this nose chakra, clearing it now. Breathing and releasing. And the divine is moving our attention up to the brow chakra, some people call it, the third eye, which is a little closer to the eyebrows than it is to the center of your forehead. So just tapping lightly there, it's a very sensitive chakra. Tap gently. Stop tapping now and take a breath and let go. Of course, this is your third eye. It allows you to see or sense or know the spiritual information that helps you to grow illumination, understanding, awareness of the higher dimensions and the psychic phenomena that you need to clear. This chakra is gently receiving attention from the divine. It's been cleared and unblocked and opened out to some extent, a little bit more than it has been before. I know that many people feel their third eye to be either closed or they perceive it to be closed or blocked. The chakra is not fully closed, but it certainly can be opened a great deal more, and there can be energy blocks placed there by karma and interference and by your own fear of opening out your higher self, aspects of you that are afraid to clear and heal, can block the center. And so this is being taken account of by the divine through this intercession, and a gentle purging of this chakra and the reasons for its blocking are being lifted from you now. Take a breath for me here and let go. We're linking now with the 45 degree chakra, this one that is at the hairline in the center of your forehead. Be aware that if you are like me, where your forehead has increased in size because your hair is receding, be careful to tap where your hairline would have been. Thank you. So tapping and breathing. Stop tapping now and let go. Let go here. Release now. This chakra is linked with metabolizing the higher frequencies of light. It's the most important energy center, and its expansion will help you to grow and increase your spiritual connection to the divine. Surrender now, let go. now the divine is moving our attention to the crown chakra. This most important center is at the very top of your head in the middle. I'd like you to tap gently here, clearing it and letting go. Stop tapping now and take a breath and let go. Through this chakra, much light comes into your life, into your body, into the light channel, into the chakras, into your light body. This crown chakra is moving your attention much closer to the divine you. It is an interface that's really helpful in linking you with the divine self. There is such power held in this chakra, such light, such spiritual strength. And of course, it's often very blocked and closed down. And remember that it points up the way. And often with people, this chakra is pointing quite a narrow flute up the way. And you may notice that it, as this healing work is taking place, the flute is widening. So the chakras are opening wider across the crown of your head and expanding so that this flute is beginning to come slightly sideways, a little more to the side, all the way around the crown of your head. This is the chakra expanding and opening. Take a breath and let go. And finally, we come to the Soul Star Chakra, which is roughly about the length of your hand above your head. So you can either do this by intention, or you can do it physically. Just put your hand above your head and feel where the chakra would be, and take your other hand fingers and just gently tap the air, and by intention, gently tapping the chakra. Tap, tap, tap. Taking a breath now, stop tapping and let go. This is the base chakra of the higher dimensional chakras that will come down to you in due course. As we expand our consciousness on Earth, we are currently able to hold our fourth and possibly even our fifth dimensional chakras. Many people are certainly holding their fourth dimension now, and some are able to hold their fifth dimension. So for those holding the fifth, you can imagine that above you is the beginnings of the sixth dimensional chakras, very high frequency chakras. And for those of you that may be holding your third or fourth dimension, you're still able to access a higher frequency. The fourth is good, the fifth is higher. And all of these frequencies will come to you in due course. Know this, trust this. Through the wise actions, we may well be able to expand this possibility for you and help you to hold the fifth dimensional chakras comfortably, easily at this time. This interface links you to your divine self, your higher self, a most important governing energy center for your physical life on Earth. And so this action is completing for a moment here. Take a breath and let go. To very easily and effortlessly now allow this action, this wise action, to expand across the world, to take in many people's chakras, many different levels of consciousness, the chakras of all beings that we can access. Of course, it is not us accessing, but the divine itself that will do this, and also our Mother Earth's chakras as well. So now that we have done work and stimulated and opened and aligned our own chakras through this divine intercession, the divine has seeded into these chakras a connection that will be activated when we simply tap each of the chakras in turn, and a great clearing will take place right across the world. I hope that you can experience this. I'm looking forward to seeing what will happen now. So let us turn our attention back to the base chakra, tapping on the pubic bone around about a dozen times. Breathe and let go. Already I can feel this going straight out into the world. It's reaching into the base chakra of most points of consciousness on earth. This is not interfering in their free will. You can stop tapping now. This has only been brought into, this healing work has only been offered to those that will choose to receive it. Illumination has been brought to them from the divine to help them to choose positively to accept this healing. Of course, they won't be aware of it consciously, but it still will happen. The lighter our chakras get, the clearer they get, the less karma they hold, the less emotion they hold, the greater this planet will become, the lighter it will become, the more it will align to the divine. So next to the sex chakra, remember this is halfway between the pubic bone and the navel, tapping there again, tap, 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 tap. Feel it going out into the world, take a breath here and let go. Stop tapping. And on to the navel, tapping your navel. Tap, 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 tap. Stop tapping, take a breath and let go. And trust that the divine seed placed there is activated through the tapping and is resonating this intercession right out across the world into the chakras of many in the world and to our Mother Earth also. There is a great surrendering taking place across the world, a releasing, and I feel a sense of relief also, as there is a letting go of that self-will to some extent, and allowing of divine will. Instead of having to hold it all for ourselves, we can let the divine hold it for us, our lives, our worries. All that we control can be released in this moment. And on to the solar plexus chakra, just at the end of the solar plexus muscle, tap, tap, tap. And breathe, stop tapping, and let go. Again, this is reaching out into the world. And here there is a lot of weight, a lot of charge to transform into light and love, so much emotion and karma. I feel the earth fluctuating quite a bit here as the shifts are taking place. Breathe for the earth and let go. Thank you. Let us move gently to the heart chakra, tapping your heart chakra now in the center of your chest. And the divine is asking us to go straight up to the high heart chakra, halfway between the heart and the base of your neck, so that the two are stimulated at the same time. And this now resonates out across the world. Stop tapping, take a breath, and let go. Thank you. And a soft, loving, divine connection is being deepened now across the world. The divine is opening within the hearts of many. And our Mother Earth is benefiting from this connection that, of course, she holds so strongly in herself. It's helping her We're being asked now to tap the base of our neck, so the fleshy part just above your chest bone. Tap, 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 and stop tapping, take a breath and let go. Now the divine is bringing our attention to the third eye. We're just going to bypass two of the chakras on the chin and the nose here, just for the benefit of the world, so as not to overload it with healing. So lightly tapping your third eye, activating the seed for the benefit of the earth. Stop tapping, take a breath and let go. The divine is linking also with the crown now. I'd like you to tap the crown of your head lightly, bypassing the 45 degree. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Let go here. Breathe and release. And on tapping now the last chakra of all, the soul star chakra, by intention or physically finding it and tapping there for me. Thank you. Letting go, breathing, releasing, letting go. Let the light of the divine work through these higher chakras, the third eye, the crown, the soul star, opening up the divine possibilities in this world, allowing many points of consciousness to become aware of the divine, perhaps for the very first time, and to deepen and strengthen that spiritual connection for the light force and for anyone that has some level of awareness of their spirituality. This work will help them. It will build their light and their awareness. I'd like you to take a deep breath here and let go as we complete our action. Remember that it is really helpful to come back and repeat this action. It's a great way to be able to clear your own chakras and, of course, to lend that benefit to the world to help clear more deeply. And every time you repeat this action, you strengthen this wise action for the whole world. Bless you for taking part. Thank you so much for spending time here. Share this with your friends. Introduce them to WISE. Perhaps they too will like to work on their chakras and heal and clear. And of course, you can access the archive of previous WISE actions and do any that you feel drawn to take part in. You will be helping yourself and helping the world as you link with the moment that we did those WISE actions, as if it's right here, right now. So your contribution is always valuable, always important, always helpful to this world. It's time to ground now. Please say Seku Ambido Nos, taking your hand off the matrix, stretching out, letting go. Seku Narimbido Garu-san. Thank you, my blessed friend. Peace to you. Namaste.